Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Torrent Power Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Lalit Malik, CFO, Torrent Power Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining earnings call of Torrent Power for quarter two FY23. First, I'll take you through the performance of the quarter, after which phone lines will be open for questions and answer sessions. We'll explain the performance of the company at PBT level first, and we'll take tax expense separately thereafter. Reported PBT for the quarter stood at 725 crores as compared to rupees 485 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, with the increase of rupees 240 crores, that's 49% on the reported basis. There are no non-recurring items in both the current quarter and corresponding quarter of the last year. I will now take you through key highlights on improvement in the PBT by rupees 240 crores for the current quarter. The improvement in the operating profit is mainly coming from, one, improvement in profitability of gas-based power plants, mainly on account of two factors. A, first is net gain of rupees 155 crores coming from sale of LNG, which, as discussed in the earlier calls, with elevated LNG prices, it makes commercial sense to sell LNG instead of converting it into electricity. Second is gain of rupees 40 crores on account of lower depreciation charged in DGEL on account of one-time impairment charges taken in quarter four for FY22 and reduction in depreciation rate in Suzlon. Therefore, in total, including above major factors, profitability of the gas-based power plants improved by rupees 194 crores. Moving on to performance of distribution business. Pursuant to restoration of industrial demand, which was impacted last year due to COVID-19 pandemic, there was marked improvement in overall contribution from the distribution business by rupees 90 crores, major factor of which are as under. One, gain on account of reduction in T&D losses of rupees 51 crores. Volume and rate gain from franchisee business of rupees 14 crores and higher ROE and incentive in license distribution of rupees 25 crores. On the other hand, renewable business of the company witnessed a decrease in PBT, mainly on account of lower PLF in its wind projects amounting to rupees 32 crores, which was partly offset by profit booked on account of acquisitions consummated during last two quarters amounting to rupees 9 crores. Therefore, in total, profitability of renewable power plants reduced by rupees 23 crores. Next is with regard to finance cost. Increasing finance cost of rupees 34 crores, which is mainly due to increase in the average borrowing by approximately 2,000 crores. Other miscellaneous gains of rupees 14 crores, mainly coming from increased contribution from coal-based plants and other miscellaneous gains. Moving on after tax numbers, consolidated profit after tax reported for the quarter is rupees 485 crores as compared to PAT of rupees 367 crores reported in corresponding quarter last year, which is higher by rupees 180 crores, which is contributing to 32%. This was all about the financial performance of the company during the quarter. Now moving on to operational performance of the company. distribution business witnessed a marked improvement in the overall demand and surpassed the pre-COVID level, that's quarter two FY 2020. Demand during quarter two FY 2023 has increased by 5% as compared to corresponding quarter of the last year, and also as compared to Q2 FY 2020, that's the pre-COVID level, of pre-COVID levels. The growth was driven by elimination of COVID impact and consequent normalization of industrial and commercial activities. This completes the overview of the quarterly financial and operating performance of the company. Now we'll move on to give you a brief update on current projects, which are as under. 115 MW SECI 5 project with SCOD of September 2022 is likely to get commissioned by end of December 2022. Request is submitted to SECI for SCOD extension till December 2022. Next, SCOD of TPLD 300 MW solar project has been recently extended up to August and October 2023. Next is 300 MW SECI 12 wind project was won by the company during quarter one. LOA of the same has been received and PPA will be signed in due course. Discussions have been initiated with few EPC contractors for implementation of the project. That's all for this quarter. Now I would request coordinator to open lines for Q&A session. We wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you. Now we hand over to the operator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Swati Jhunjhunwala from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. So first, my first question is, so prices are, power prices have been high in Q1 and Q2. So what is the outlook like going into Q3 and Q4?
I'm Saurabh Mashruwala. The price of, yes, price of power gas is higher as compared to the last year. If you notice, the Q2, we have not operated the plant significantly. PLF is hardly 7% for Suzlon and non-Suzlon. We are waiting, awaiting the price to stabilize. Once the price is stabilized, we will procure the gas and then operate the Suzlon plant, Suzlon and non-Suzlon plant. At the same time, recovery of fixed cost is continuing in Suzlon and non-Suzlon project, so profitability is not going to be impacted as far as Suzlon and non-Suzlon project is concerned.
Yeah. So pricing will continue to remain on the higher side in the short duration, although in the coming next year, perhaps the prices may look for a downward trend, unless there is some other unpleasant actions take place. But otherwise, currently the prices are expected to remain at the similar level in the short term.
Okay. And second question is, so the Section 11 agreement that the government has come that the government has enforced right now, it is valid till December 31st, if I'm not wrong. So after that, do we see any impact on our operations on account of, you know, PPAs not being signed or the power agreements not happening?
No, it won't have any impact on us.
Okay. Next question is, what is the regulated equity as of September?
September, I mean, we don't look at September regulated equity. It typically happens every year. So we generally look at on a year-on-year basis.
Oh, okay. All right. So, for the second half, what is the plan CapEx for the license distribution business?
Sorry, can you please repeat again?
The CapEx, the capital expenditure, what are we planning for the second half for the license distribution?
Sure. So, you know, for the license distribution, we are expecting somewhere to the tune of 400+ crores of CapEx in the second half, since we have already completed almost 350 crores in the first half.
Okay. And could you give me the EBITDA breakup for the gas and the renewable and the license and franchise businesses?
You cannot have EBITDA breakup. So Q2, I am just giving the Q2 numbers of gas is around 351 crores. Renewable is
51, did you say?
351.
51, okay.
Renewable is 253. License distribution is 397. Franchise is 290 crores. And overall EBITDA is 1,261 crores.
1,261 crores. Is that
yes,
correct?
Madam.
The total number.
Yes, yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers. So in the recent past, two or three big ticket projects on land and Doliya as well. So what kind of power demand growth to expect?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking up.
Yes. Why your voice is breaking up?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the recent past, two big ticket projects were announced and which are likely to land up in Doliera SIR. And these projects are mostly power consuming. So what kind of power demand growth do you expect in the medium term?
You're talking about Doliera SIR?
Yes.
No, so Doliera SIR right now, some industries are coming up. So as of now, there is not much of demand. It is mainly for the construction demand, which is there, and that too not very high. So ramp-up will take some time in that area.
Sir, I was specifically talking about the Foxconn Vedanta semiconductor deal and also lithium-ion battery plant for Tata Chemicals.
Yeah, so I think Tata Chemicals plant, I think it is under construction or work has just started. So as of now, power demand, giving an outlook for power demand would be very difficult.
Okay. And sir, receivables have increased significantly to 29 billion since March. So any specific reason for it, sir?
Sorry. Can you please repeat again?
Our receivables have increased to 29 billion.
Yeah. So I can give you the update about the receivables. The receivable has gone up because of the incoming new business coming in, like Daman and Diu, which was not there as of March 2023, March 2022, which has receivable has coming in. About 500 crores receivable is new receivables added in the business. Then the sale, as you noticed, we have significantly sold RLNG during the course of the quarter. About 300 crores receivable is on account of RLNG, which was not there as of March 2022. But if you look at our distribution business, normally have a higher receivable as on September as compared to the March number. So about 350 crores of receivable has gone up in distribution business in, as on September, which will come down over during the H2. And some new projects, renewable project is also added, which was not there as of March 2022. So all put together has increased the receivable levels as on March, September 2022, as compared with March 2022.
Understood. So those were my primary two questions. I'll get back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So the government, sir, I believe that there was a couple of meetings held in the quarter for resolving the gas issue. So have you heard anything from the government? Do you think something is possible in the medium term? And does the ancillary market start will help our power plants to get the schedule?
See, government, during last 1 year, government has held a couple of meetings. So they are working on the solution to provide the affordable gas to the power project. But it's work in progress, I would say, at this moment.
Anything on the ancillary market, sir? You are.
Sorry?
Anything on the ancillary markets you are hearing which should help our power plant to have higher PLF?
So, sorry, Mohit, we lost you. You are saying ancillary markets?
Yes, 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 yeah.
So, can you just refer, I mean, what do you mean by ancillary markets?
We are supposed to start somewhere. I think CRCL is supposed to come with the regulations. So, are we expecting, have you heard anything on that? And can we expect a higher, you know, scheduling for our power plants once that is up and once that that market is up?
No, nothing as of now.
Okay. And so, second, in the net block, I also seen slightly has increased materially from March 31. So, can you please explain how much has been from the Daman MDU and the other capacity?
We are losing you between. Sorry, if you can repeat
voice. Am I audible now? What I'm saying is a fixed asset plus CWIP has seen a material increase from March 22.
Yes.
So can you please help us? How much has been added from Daman and Diu, and how much is from our capex?
So license distribution in H1 has added 783 crores, and franchise has added 105 crores. Renewable has added about 550 crores kind of a thing. So these are the breakup. Because of which fixed asset block at CWP has gone up.
So there is not much in Diu Daman.
Not much in Diu and Daman.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Modi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, can you just elaborate a little on how the demand that you mentioned has been improving and is better, versus the pre-COVID levels, especially in Agra and Bhiwandi? How has the demand trajectory been, and what is the sustainable growth from the current base that you expect over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, as we explained in the call, demand has crossed the pre-COVID level, and it is reached at an average level of 5-6% growth. That is what we can predict, and it all depends on the industry, how the industry will GDP growth will be going forward. But in a normal circumstances, 5-6% growth we can see in the demand in all our distribution area.
Okay. So, also, can you elaborate some on the bid on renewables that we had at solar for the 199 tariff? Any progress there? And there were some recent changes in the solar import duty structures, which some concessions we were getting. How is that impacting us?
Yeah, as we explained earlier, we are awaiting the price to come down solar panel, which is around currently the 26-27 cents. So, which we expect, we are hoping to come. If once the price are on a reasonable level, we can implement the project. As far as the duties are concerned, as it is a change in law condition, so it is passed through. So, it won't impact the any of the solar project. Hello?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Amit Bhinde from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have two questions. On your renewable EBITDA.
Sorry to interrupt. Amit, can you speak a bit louder? We're not able to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, great. So, sir, I wanted to ask you on your renewable EBITDA. Renewable EBITDA per unit has gone up from nearly 3.8 per unit to near about 4.6 now. So what is driving this improvement in renewable EBITDA per unit? And what should be the sustainable number? That's one. And second, on this solar project that was for 1.99 rupees, I think we were looking at impairing this project, right? That project is not continuing. Am I correct on that?
No, we have already provided the amount. We should look like last quarter, we have provided 10 crore rupees in the books of account. So, no further provision is required for this project.
So that is surrendered. That project is surrendered, right? We will not be continuing with it at all.
Not yet surrendered, but we have on a conservative basis, we have provided the, we have made the provision of 10 crores.
Right, okay. Got that.
As far as your questions on the renewable margins, so we don't actually figure it out how we have calculated the number, but we have added the new projects during the H1. So that is what the impact you may have seen.
Is it has gone up steeply, like it is up 20% almost, 3.8, 4.6 over 3.8. So, I mean, what is changing? New additions, so, I can understand, but... Yeah.
I mean, there are new additions also in the capacity through acquisition. So, I hope you would have factored that. If you have done that, we can take it offline. We can look at the numbers of being calculated and then we can take it offline.
Right, sure.
Last Q2 it was 787 megawatt project. This year it is about 1060 megawatt project. So capacity has gone up.
Yeah.
If fact is the correct capacity, I think you will get the answer.
Right. Sure. I'll just get this better clarity on this later after the call. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Could you give a 3-4 year strategic roadmap for the company across the regulated distribution, franchisee and renewable business? If you could outline the CapEx plans over a 3-4 year period for these businesses how is the landscape evolving? We are hearing about the electricity amendment bill, which is, going to come up in the winter session. And in renewables, we are, looking at high module prices currently, which is sort of impacting the, outlook there. So just like to hear your thoughts on the strategy for the company across business segments for the next 3 to 4 years. Thank you.
As we explained during the last couple of calls, as far as distribution is concerned, we have a capex plan about 1,500 crores for next 2-3 years time, 3 years, where we plan to invest about 1,200 crores in our franchise license distribution business, which will improve our ROE going forward, and about 250-300 crores in our franchise distribution, and we will try to reduce the losses further.
In case of renewables, are there any opportunities that you're looking at? Similarly, in licensed distribution and franchisee, are there any other incremental, growth opportunities in new areas that you're looking at or which are on the horizon?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir. Members of the management team, please proceed.
Yeah. Sorry for the technical glitch. We can continue now.
Mr. Kishore?
Yeah. So you were elaborating on your strategy on renewables and any growth opportunities across distribution.
Sumit, as we discussed earlier also, and we have explained earlier in the call also, we have a, as far as license distribution are concerned, we have a capex fund about 1,500 crores each year for next 2-3 years time.
Right.
And our license distribution, we estimate about 1,200 crores capex we are going to incur each year for next 2-3 years. And the franchise about 250-300 crores capex. So this is the license distribution will give the additional ROE and it will give the additional ROE. And franchise, we try to reduce the loss further. That is what the plan for our distribution business. As far as renewable is concerned, we have a ambition to go up to about 5 gigawatt of renewable capacity up next 3-4 years by way of inorganic as well as organic way. And we are also looking for the new distribution areas to be added to the our business, like we have added for Daman and Deep. Government is coming out with a new another area like Pondicherry and other areas. So we plan to participate in that area also.
Sure. The plans are stable. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Sheen George from Geojit Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yep. Please go ahead.
Morning.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Sir, my question is like how much exact quantity of gas was sold in this quarter? Like, no monetary number. What exact quantity in one minute is in the
process? We are not able to hear you.
I was like asking like how much exact quantity of gas was sold in this quarter.
Mr. George, we are unable to hear you. Your audio is very soft.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Much better. Thank you.
My question is like how much exact quantity of gas was sold in this quarter? Like, you know the number, but I mean in financial terms, amount, but can you help us with the quantity?
Yeah, we will not able to share that those details about the quantity of the gas sold by the company.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So my question is on the gas cargo which we had tied up for merchant sale purpose. So this is for this year's DSC 21 for MMBT. So in the upcoming, the third quarter also, we can expect some gas trading margin or we have already utilized the cargo?
So I think we have not fully utilized the cargo. There could be some spillover to the next quarter also from that cargo.
Okay, the spillover in Q3, you are saying?
Yeah.
And sir, on the volume number, if you can give us the actual growth in the quarter for the distribution licensee, franchisee business and licensee, both given the Agra SMK and various other numbers, if it is possible.
On an average, it's around 5%.
Fine, sir. Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much. So, in the standalone balance sheet, if I look at the other financial assets, there seem to be a decent increase that's even visible in the cash flow statement, the change for the first half. So, just wondering, is it because of the regulatory asset, the unbilled revenue? And if you can highlight something on that.
Yes, part of it is because of the regulatory asset. Part of it is also due to the adding of the Daman and Deep also, which was not there in March.
So I was looking at the standalone because I believe Daman and Deep will be
the standalone number, yes, because it is a regulatory asset.
So are we fine? I mean, is it because of some delays in the what we call FPPCA, the fuel surcharge, or is that getting reflected very well?
Yeah, it is because of delay in the recovery.
So what would be at by end of September, what would be the regulatory asset as of now? I mean, which you typically report in annual report, which is recovery.
So the regulatory asset is built up in H1 and gradually reducing in H2. Yeah, better we will talk about the numbers on March
23.
That will give a clear picture, means clear picture on the regulatory assets.
So that's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thanks a lot for participation, and we wish everybody to stay safe and healthy. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Torrent Power Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.